Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry to address beet armyworm outbreak. Stay with us to find out more. And later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just memory yourself, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Agriculture Ministry is assuring farmers that the ministry is taking steps to monitor and control the recent outbreak of the beet armyworm disease in the parishes of Manchester and St. Elizabeth. The ministry has taken note of the impact of the disease, especially on onion and escallion farmers in those parishes, and is appealing to the affected farmers, farmers of other produce, and the public to join in combating the disease by implementing several mitigating strategies. The ministry, through its extension services arm, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, has visited the affected areas, met with farmers, and provided them with information to address the outbreak. In an advisory specifically for onion and escallion farmers in South St. Elizabeth, the ministry says as we get closer to the warmer months when the temperatures will gradually increase, conditions for the rapid buildup of the beet armyworm are highly favorable. As part of its ongoing sensitization program, the ministry through RADA has issued the following strategies to mitigate the pest at this time. 1. Reduce the acreages of escallion during the April to July period and cultivate alternative crops such as hot pepper, thyme, pumpkin, and melon during this period. 2. Intensify the monitoring of crops at least twice per week or every 3 days. 3. Continue to utilize pheromone traps as a monitoring tool to detect the early arrival of the migrating beet armyworm adults. 4. Monitor for the early detection of the egg sacs when deposited on the tip of leaves. 5. Newly hatched worms will emerge within 3 days. These periods are the most vulnerable and susceptible stages where cultural and chemical strategies are to be applied. 6. Hand picking is recommended where practical. 7. When spraying, choose the least toxic biorational insecticides to minimize negative impact on natural enemies or farmers' friends. 8. Manage all weeds within and surrounding the fields which may harbor the pest, especially grasses around these fields during the rainy period, as they may become an additional host for the pest. Join us tomorrow for more tips on mitigating the effects of the beet armyworm pest. For further information, call RADA toll-free at 1-888-275-7232. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Your pig nyaga bite your ears. Translation, your child is going to bite your ears. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you don't discipline your child, you will live to regret it. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.